Now let's go through the net negatives, because to me, there are two guys that jump out. There are two guys, I mean, actually three guys. There are three guys that jump out at me as a net negative. It's not Sean Manaea. Sean Manaea not being able to get through the ninth inning on Wednesday sucked, was annoying, makes you think they should DFA him. It's annoying to have to use Devin Williams in a situation that shouldn't have been a safe situation. But I don't believe that affected them the next day. The three guys I lean towards as the net negative, and it doesn't even include Craig Kimbrel, are you ready? In no particular order, Mark Vientos, Juan Soto, and Tobias Myers. Let's start with Tobias Myers, as Nick pointed out. It is 8-0 in the sixth inning. Tobias Myers comes into that game. There's a real chance he is finishing the game. They need to stretch him out anyway. At least that's what I wanted. Not sure if I'm in that same world anymore after that dud of a performance, that Tobias Myers would be the next man up to get an opportunity to enter this rotation. So I looked at him coming into the sixth inning as what a great chance to stretch him out. And it's 8-0. So even if he's not great, you know, he's not going to blow the entire game. You cannot give up five hits to seven batters in which you force your manager to now go to two of your better relievers. He was the one who impacted the next day. It was not Sean Manaea. This is a bias that we have towards being unhappy with Sean Manaea, which is fine, and wanting him off the roster, which is fine, but you can't say he was the one who impacted the bullpen the next day in a major basis. That was Tobias Myers. That was him. Number two, Mark Vientos had a great game one, and that's probably what saves him. But think about some of the at-bats he comes up with in game two and game three. First inning of game two, runner on third, less than two outs, strikes out. Third inning, two on, two out, pops up. In the sixth inning, at this point, it's 8-0, so it's tough to get too nuts, comes up with a guy on base, pops up. Then you go to the finale of this series. All right, pops up to end a 1-2-3 inning. Comes up with first and third one out in a game that's only 2-0 Mets. Bounces into a double play. And then makes out his final two at-bats in the sixth and the eighth inning. He just missed some balls. I give him that. But a lot of big outs for Mark Vientos. I don't give him the net negative. I just think he's a candidate. The other one I'm thinking about is Juan Soto. And it goes back to something we've said a lot on today's Rico, which is that they need him. They need him to come through in these big moments. And so, save me, Hoff, if you really disagree. I think the net negative is Juan Soto. I think I put him a little bit above Tobias Myers for this reason. While Tobias Myers greatly impacted the bullpen the following day, that doesn't change the fact that the Mets scored two runs in the finale of this series. And the main reason they scored two runs was Juan Soto came up in the fifth and seventh inning with guys on base and had atrocious at-bats. So, yes, he had a triple. Yes, he had a home run. Yes, he had a sacrifice fly. This reminds me of Bo Bichette from last week when we gave him the net negative because of the two big outs he made and the one loss that they had. Same thing with Juan Soto, the two big outs that he made in the one loss that they had. So, Tobias Myers, worthy candidate? I believe it's Juan Soto. What say you?
I'm going to go with Tobias Myers because he literally lit gasoline on nothing. Like, there was no reason for them to be in that situation. 8-0 lead, and he can't get it out. It was pathetic. And I know they didn't lose yesterday, but that basically cost them the game today. You're right. Juan Soto did a bad job, didn't hit the ball in clutch situations. But because of Tobias Myers yesterday, caused – big-time relievers not to be available. And not saying that the Mets have a ton of them, but they have enough that they should have been in this game. You can't have Craig Kimbrel in a spot where you allow him to get bases loaded in the eighth inning and give him a grand slam home run. Never would have happened.
So you say no Soto, Tobias Myers.
Oh, 100%.
I'll give this one to you. This will be the I'm not going to overrule you. I'll give you Tobias Myers.
He was awful.
No, I know he was.
He had one appearance. Like, that's the thing is, we always talk about we can't give on the mound right now to guys that have one appearance. This guy's one appearance was so bad it affected two games.
Fair enough. I also don't want to be a bully where, like, whenever we disagree, it's always me who gets the right of way. So I'll give this to you. We'll make Tobias Myers the net negative, which is the first time he has won the award. We've had a few multi-time winners. Bo Bichette's a three-time winner. Marcus Simeon's a two-time winner. Francisco Lindor's a two-time winner. Tobias Myers, who did win the I'm the Man Right Now Star of the Series during the second series of the year against the Cardinals. Now he's got himself a net negative. Congratulations to Tobias Myers. In terms of the Rico I'm the Man Right Now, I'll throw a few candidates at you. You've got Marcus Simeon, who went, I mean, went 4-for-10 in this series, but all his hits came in game two.
I mean, he did draw
two walks in game three, so he was on base. Let me see if he was on base in game one of this series, too. No, he was on base six times in this series. Francisco Alvarez went 4-for-10 in this series, had a hit in each game. Carson Benj went 4-for-9 in this series and drove in three runs. And continued to play really good defense. I think he's a really strong candidate. Freddy Peralta through the five scoreless innings. Devin Williams. I mean, you got to think of Devin Williams a little bit for coming in and cleaning up the Sean Manaea mess. Plus, he pitched a 1-2-3 inning to secure the save in game one of this series. You know what? I think I'm leaning towards Devin Williams. I really am, because we forget about it because, oh, wow, you have to clean up Sean Manaea's mess, and we're so mad at Sean Manaea. The guy came into a bases-loaded one-out jam in which if he puts one guy on base, the tying run comes up, and he struck out the two hitters he faced. He made what could have been a really stressful situation non-stressful, and then in game one of this series, it's only a two-run game. I mean, that's not easy, and he pitched a 1-2-3 inning. So I think there are some really good candidates when you win a series, but my vote's for Devin Williams. I think he's the Rico I'm the Man Right Now star of the series. What say you?
All right, I'm going to fight you on this again. I'm going to go Carson Benj. I think Benj defensively had, I know he had a mishap in the game on Wednesday, I believe. Was it Wednesday we had the bad play in the outfield, or was that Monday's game? Either way, which
bad play? The one where he fell down?
Yeah,
that was on. I think it was game one of the series. Yeah, it was game one of the series. It was really what short-circuited David Peterson, because he had gotten the first two guys out, gave up a base hit, and then Benj screwed up on that triple. Yes.
But I think that for the most part, he's played really good defense. He hit in every game, even though he came off the bench today. You know, he had a home run in the first game. He had a clutch hit to kind of open the scoring for the team. I think that Carson Benj is coming along as a defender, obviously, but as a hitter too. I feel like he's got to be up there, and I'd fight you for him over Devin Williams on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to overrule you. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. I gave you Tobias Myers.
You did.
I think that, yes, Devin Williams is still not completely trusted by Met fans. I don't even completely trust him. I think he was so effing good in the two appearances that he made that we all forget about it. That it's like, oh, yeah, didn't even happen. He faced the middle of the Rockies order with a two-run lead in game one of this series. That can easily be a blown save. That can easily be a game that really short-circuits the good things that the Mets have started to do. Same thing with the situation he came into when Sean Manaea created the mess. He made it look so easy by striking out back-to-back guys that all we talked about was how Sean Manaea made a mess and not how, wow, the Rockies came back, or it got even closer than that. So he faced five batters. He got two saves. He got everybody out he was supposed to face, and he positively impacted two games in this series. You're right about Carson Benj. You didn't say anything wrong about him. And he actually won the Rico I'm the Man Right Now 3 weeks ago in the other Colorado series for the way he played, with the great diving catch and the offense. And there's no doubt he's coming along. But I think just looking at this series, forgetting about the big picture of who means more or who's making progress, I think Devin Williams was really freaking important to the Mets winning these two games. So I think it's Devin Williams. I'm sorry.
That's fine. And let me just hype up Devin Williams a little bit too, because I know a lot of people want to sit there and crush him for last year. Totally fine. His Aprils are always terrible. The last two Aprils have been god-awful. So, like, there's no defending what he's been doing in April. But you look at his numbers over his career, they get so much better. I think July, he is consistently like a sub you know, below one ERA consistently, whatever the case is, I expect him to be dominant going forward.
I hope so. I mean, they need that. The Mets right now don't have a great margin for error.